You're a senator's wife in ancient Rome, 45 AD. Your husband's at the forum, your kids are with their tutors, and you're planning dinner when imperial guards show up at your door. They're not here because you've done something wrong. They're not here to arrest your husband. They're here because Empress Musolina has personally requested your services. And what's about to happen to you will destroy your marriage, ruin your family's reputation, and turn you into entertainment for the most powerful woman in the world, who sees your humiliation as just another Tuesday night. Yeah, this actually happened. Valeria Messalina ruled alongside Emperor Claudius for 7 years and basically controlled 60 million people across the Roman Empire. History remembers her as this young, beautiful empress who gave Claudius an heir and helped keep the empire stable after that whole mess with Caligula getting stabbed to death. But here's what they don't tell you in the history books. Behind all those marble statues and fancy ceremonies, Messalina was running what can only be described as the most twisted, systematic sexual exploitation ring in human history. I'm talking about stuff so messed up that even Roman historians, and these guys lived in a world where owning sex slaves was totally normal, even they had trouble writing it down. This wasn't just some crazy empress having affairs. This was industrial-scale psychological warfare disguised as imperial entertainment. What I'm about to show you comes from official Roman court records, eyewitness accounts from historians like Tacitus who lived through this, and archaeological evidence we've literally dug up from the imperial palace. We're talking about a system that operated for almost a decade right in the heart of Rome. And here's the most disturbing part. Musolina didn't just exploit random people. She specifically targeted the wives and daughters of Rome's most powerful families, turning sexual humiliation into a weapon of political control. She had record keepers, schedules, profit margins. The whole thing ran like a business. I couldn't stop researching this story once I started. It's that insane. Before we dive deeper into this absolute nightmare, hit that subscribe button if you're into dark history that actually happened. And drop a comment telling me where you're watching from. It really helps the channel grow. Now, let's get back to ancient Rome's most dangerous woman. Alright, let me walk you through what Messalina actually did. Because when I first read about this, I literally had to put the book down and just process it. She turned part of the imperial palace, the actual seat of Roman power, into a forced prostitution network. But not with random women. With senators' wives, consuls' daughters, the most elite women in the empire. And get this, she made it sound like an honor. Picture this, you're living your normal life as a Roman noblewoman when Messalina's people show up with what they called recruitment lists. These weren't random visits. They had files on everyone, which families owed political favors, whose husbands needed government positions, who had the right attributes for specific clients. I found records showing they literally rated women like products. Physical descriptions, family connections, even personality assessments to predict who would comply and who might cause problems. The bureaucracy of it all is what really gets me. They had schedulers, client preferences, medical checkups, revenue tracking. They treated human beings like inventory in some luxury catalog. Here's what happened when you got selected. First, they'd tell you this was a special honor from the Empress herself. Your family's loyalty to Rome was being tested. Refusing would be unpatriotic, dangerous for your husband's career, bad for your kids' futures. Once you're in the palace, they strip away everything that made you who you were. No real names, no talking about your family, no dignity whatsoever. You became what they literally called imperial assets. And the clients? Politicians looking for favors, wealthy merchants, foreign ambassadors, men who paid premium prices specifically because they were sleeping with a senator's wife or a consul's daughter. I can't even imagine what these women went through psychologically. But wait, it gets worse. Messalina didn't just run a brothel. She turned sexual exploitation into entertainment. She organized competitions where noble women had to compete against professional prostitutes in endurance contests. The most famous one? Messalina herself challenged Rome's most renowned prostitute, Sylla, to see who could sleep with more men in 24 hours. According to Pliny the Elder, who was actually alive when this happened, Messalina won after 25 encounters. 25 in one day, as a competition with spectators. They built special viewing areas in the palace for this stuff. Rich Romans would come watch like it was gladiator games, except instead of fighters, it was senators' wives being humiliated for entertainment. Here's something that really shocked me when I was researching this. Messalina used these women as diplomatic tools. Foreign kings and governors visiting Rome would be honored with access to high-ranking Roman women as a show of imperial favor. But it wasn't just diplomacy, it was blackmail. She'd document everything, creating files she could use later for political leverage. Sleep with a senator's wife? Now we own you. The system spread throughout the empire. Provincial governors started copying what they saw in Rome, creating networks of forced prostitution across the Mediterranean. This wasn't just happening in one palace. It became part of how the Roman Empire operated. What makes this so disturbing isn't just the physical exploitation. It's how systematically Messalina destroyed these women's identities. Think about it. You're a respected Roman matron one day, and the next, you're being forced to serve clients in the imperial palace. Your marriage is ruined because Roman law made it almost impossible for husbands to maintain honor when their wives had been prostitutes, even under imperial force. Many women never recovered. Some committed suicide after their service ended. Others became complete recluses, too ashamed to appear in public ever again. And their children? The shame was hereditary. Kids grew up marked by what happened to their mothers. Marriage prospects disappeared. Political opportunities vanished. Messalina didn't just exploit individuals. She broke entire family lines for generations. You're probably wondering how the hell she got away with this for so long, right? Because the brothel system was just the beginning. Messalina wasn't content with sexual exploitation. She created an entire shadow government based on blackmail, murder, and psychological control that made the palace prostitution look almost small. I mean, when forced prostitution is the smaller part of your criminal empire, you know we're dealing with someone truly terrifying. Let me tell you about how Messalina dealt with people who wouldn't play along with her system. Because she didn't just accept no as an answer, she eliminated the people who said it. Take her stepfather, Appius Silanus. Guy becomes governor of Spain, marries Messalina's mother, everything's fine. Then Messalina decides she wants him for herself. When he rejects her advances, because, you know, that's his stepdaughter, she orchestrates his murder. But here's the twisted part. She doesn't just have him killed. She creates this elaborate psychological operation to make Emperor Claudius order the execution himself. So Messalina goes to Claudius and says, "Honey, I had this terrible dream last night. I saw Silanus murdering you." Then her ally Narcissus, Claudius's chief secretary, comes in and says, "Holy God, Caesar, I had the exact same dream." Claudius was super superstitious about omens and dreams. When Silanus shows up for his regular morning meeting the next day, Claudius sees his arrival as confirmation of the prophecy and has him executed on the spot. I couldn't believe this when I first read it. She weaponized the emperor's religious beliefs to commit murder by proxy. But it wasn't just about removing threats. Every elimination came with a financial bonus. When someone got executed for treason, their property got confiscated and redistributed. Guess who ended up with most of it? Valerius Asiaticus owned these famous gardens that Messalina wanted, so she arranged to have him tried for treason in Claudius's bedroom while she watched from the side. Talk about a kangaroo court. The guy almost got acquitted too, until the trial got sabotaged at the last minute. Messalina walked away with some of the most valuable real estate in Rome. Here's what really gets me. This whole operation was profitable. The forced prostitution generated revenue, the property confiscations brought in wealth, and the political blackmail created ongoing income streams. Messalina basically turned the Roman imperial system into a criminal enterprise disguised as government. And she did it for 7 years without Claudius figuring it out. How does an emperor not notice his wife is running a massive criminal operation out of his own palace? That's what I kept asking myself. But here's the part that really haunts me about this whole story. Messalina didn't just commit these crimes, she made them seem normal, even fashionable. She used all the right language. Women weren't being forced into prostitution, they were being honored with imperial service. Families weren't being blackmailed, they were demonstrating loyalty to Rome. Kids grew up thinking this was just how things worked. Teenage girls learned that their bodies ultimately belonged to the state. Boys learned that their future wives might be called to serve the empire. And it worked. Families competed to show enthusiasm for Messalina's demands because compliance brought rewards, government contracts, military commissions, political advancement. Resistance meant social death. The really messed up part? This system spread beyond Rome. Provincial governors throughout the empire started implementing similar programs because they'd seen how effectively it worked in the capital. We're talking about systematic sexual exploitation becoming standard imperial policy across the Mediterranean world. Archaeological evidence suggests entire sections of government buildings were modified to accommodate these activities. It became infrastructure, part of how the empire operated. Imagine being a foreign diplomat visiting Rome and being told, "Oh, and here's where you can access senators' wives as part of our hospitality services." That was the Roman Empire under Messalina. Sexual exploitation packaged as luxury amenities. This sounds like fiction, but it's all documented in official Roman records. What do you make of something like this becoming completely normalized in one of history's most powerful civilizations? You know what's crazy? We know all this because Romans were obsessive record keepers. Palace administrators documented everything: client schedules, revenue reports, victim profiles, medical examinations. These aren't rumors or propaganda. These are official imperial documents that survived for 2,000 years. The Vatican secret archives have preserved fragments of the financial records. The Capitoline museums have correspondence showing how the system operated. Archaeological excavations of the Palatine Palace have uncovered physical modifications specifically designed for this network. Recent forensic analysis of imperial letters has revealed the coded language they used to arrange these activities. Historians are still finding new evidence about how widespread this operation really was. Current estimates suggest hundreds of Roman families were directly affected, with thousands more living in constant fear of being selected. And here's the thing, we're probably only seeing the tip of the iceberg. Most victims never spoke about what happened to them, and most records were deliberately destroyed after Messalina's death. So how did this whole thing finally come crashing down? Messalina got too ambitious for her own good. In 48 AD, while Claudius was out of town inspecting harbors, she decided to marry her lover, Gaius Silius, in a public ceremony. Not a secret affair, a full wedding with all the Roman legal formalities. This was bigamy, treason, and probably the stupidest political move in Roman history all rolled into one. The wedding party became this massive celebration where all of Messalina's victims were forced to serve as entertainment for the guests. It was like a grand finale showcasing everything she'd built over 7 years. But making it public was her fatal error. When news reached Claudius, even he couldn't ignore what was happening anymore. Messalina's advisors knew she was done for. They sent guards to execute her in the gardens of Lucullus, the same property she'd stolen through murder years earlier. Her final moments? She begged for mercy and tried to negotiate. No dignity, no honor, just desperate pleading from someone who'd spent years destroying other people's dignity. She died the way she'd lived, through violence and the complete denial of human worth. Here's what really gets to me about Messalina's story. It's not just about one evil person doing terrible things. It's about how quickly systematic dehumanization can become normal when the right person has enough power. The bureaucracy, the language manipulation, the economic incentives, the generational trauma. These patterns appear throughout history whenever institutions gain absolute control over people's lives. The psychological mechanisms Messalina exploited are still relevant today. The power of shame to control behavior, the effectiveness of sexual humiliation as a political weapon, the way systematic abuse gets normalized through gradual implementation and appropriate cultural packaging. Understanding how this worked in ancient Rome helps us recognize similar patterns in our own world. But most importantly, we need to remember the thousands of individual women whose names and stories have been completely lost to history. Real people who suffered unimaginable trauma to build one person's empire of absolute power. Their experiences matter, their pain was real, and their stories deserve to be told, even 2,000 years later. Do you think something like this could happen again in a different form? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I'm genuinely curious what you make of this whole insane piece of history. Would you have survived in that court? How do you think you would have handled being caught in Messalina's system? Let me know what you think, and I'll see you in the next video.